You're listening to Live Jazz, the comedy show, coming to you pre-recorded from historic North Hollywood, or His Snowho. I'm your host, Daryl Haynes.
And I'm your co-host, Kim Hoffman.
And I'm Kevin Cocker, your other co-host.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, it's true.
See, I got that right.
It's a true thing.
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Talking about the truth.
Yeah, because that's what we do. You know, so many people lie nowadays, and it's like, why can't you just like say what's the thing, you know? You know what I'm
just
saying?
Say
what's the thing, you know?
What's the thing? Wow, that was very eloquent.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually like thinking about like maybe writing a dictionary or something. You think I could do like definitions of like
just a
the
roundabout
truth.
Definition?
Bird.
What is the,
you know the thing.
Thing?
You know, it's
a bird,
a thing,
a thing with wings.
Wings.
a chair, a thing you sit on.
Oh wow, that is
it's pretty good.
I would buy that in a heartbeat. Heartbeat.
What's
cool?
A heartbeat
I'm gonna make it
dictionary.
Just for you.
Okay, well, today on Live Jazz, we have a special guest, Mary Mather. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Mary is, what you got going on? She's part of a web series called it's called The MC, and it's a horror web series. Yeah, I got that right. I can read my
well
writing.
Well done.
Yeah, and she's also a member of the new sketch group, OSB, or Octopus Space Bear. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Octopus Space Bear.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. Tell me why
that's
I like
because
that.
Because you're in it, Kevin. That, shameless self-promotion.
I have a question. Like, are the octopus and space bear, are they separate? Or is the octopus a space bear? Like, is this space bear have tentacles? That's
well,
what I want to know.
It's a good question to ask. Yeah. And quite frankly, I don't really know that we've actually 100% decided. But I think of it more as like a bear in space with his octopus friends.
See, and like what I think of it is I think of it as an octopus, space, and a bear.
Okay.
So you're pronouncing the
space.
Oh, the space. The space between the love. And that's how we got into that Dave Matthews song. It was great. It was great.
It was amazing.
That's the only Dave Matthews song I know, by the way.
Actually, mine is more about a cross-species friendship. So
yeah.
Maybe
it's a better, yeah. A more universal approach. Yeah, is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I don't know English today.
It's about friendship. And that's yours is more about we're alone.
We're alone. Mary's is all about, hey, guess what? We're in this together. And that's why we're probably going to go with hers over mine.
I think it's great that you guys can keep your own interpretations, though, and still be in a group together and be cool with each other's definitions of what your group is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys have like a lot of sketches in the works. I got to hear about some of them, which just sound hilarious, by the way. Kevin's got like a huge list going of ideas for your guys' group, right?
Yeah, we had a production meeting this morning, and Kevin whipped out 12 pages of ideas. Whoa. The rest of us had four ideas and not pages.
I got bored. Sometimes, I'll get places early. Earlier today to the production meeting, I showed up 15 minutes early. So I was like, I'm not going to go indoors now. So I sat in my car and I wrote a page. It was great.
A whole page.
Wow.
Ideas.
So how many ideas per page are we talking? Like how
depends on the page.
It depends on the doodles already on the page.
Oh wow, you do pictures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like drawing calaveras, so I'll draw a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And then on the side, I'll actually write notes and ideas. Like so, some pages have like 14 ideas on them, and other pages have two.
And like a face and with a face. With the electric socket.
Do you ever present the face as the idea? Like, hey, this face, and that's the idea.
Hey, he presented his storyboard today, which was pretty good. It's like real sad little stick figures and like lots of scribbles. I'm like, I don't really know what to make of this, Kevin.
Yeah, there was in one of the shots, I have a car, and then I slowly, over time, because the car is in multiple shots, it was like a good car, and then it turned into a trapezoid with some circles, and then it turned into a triangle with some circles, and then just turned into a couple lines. I was like, it's a car. go car. So it's a really good story.
So we're really professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I can
buy the books. For sure. Mm-hmm. I think our sketches are funny, but have you ever had that moment where you're like, is it only funny because it's us?
Yeah, exactly. I have that thought a lot. Like, it's like, so yeah, anyway. Is this universally funny? Yeah, I mean, that's a real problem. Yeah.
I can safely say I think that about every episode we do here. It's like, gosh, yeah. I really hope other people think we're funny or we're just amusing ourselves maybe we're just, every week.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it's love listening to us.
It's
it's great. I mean,
this is for us. Yeah, yeah.
This is what I'm able to sleep at night because I know. Oh, that's right. I have at least 30 minutes recorded of me talking.
You don't listen to this. You don't listen to this as you fall asleep. Do
yeah,
you?
I do. Yeah. It
to yourself,
me.
It soothes you.
It's nice, sumptuous voice. I'm going to go with sumptuous. That's a word.
Before this podcast, would you talk to yourself, and that's how you'd fall asleep because you listen to your own sweet voice?
Yeah, I'd do a combination of talking and humming.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I need to try that sometime. Well, I can listen to this now, but
yeah. But dude, you should hum a little bit.
Mm. And that's how you know you got a good comedy show if you can fall asleep to it. Yeah, so we're doing well.
We've been playing this all wrong, you guys, if you're falling asleep.
The live jazz is the sleepy show.
Jazz is soothing in itself.
Jazz is so soothing.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, it kind of makes more sense. It's soothing, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So, Mary, what is your approach when you, for sketches? Like,
what is your approach when you for sketches?
You know, like, when you either you write them or you come up with ideas or like how, or like you're getting ready for a production meeting, how do you go like, okay, let's do this? Like, how do you
for sketches? I mean, I think that most of the ideas that I come up with are in the car because you spend all your time in the car in Los Angeles.
Out here, yeah.
Or at the gym, because if I pay attention to the other stupid crap that's happening at the gym, it's never good. So I just sit there and try to think of things that would be universally funny or perhaps are topical, because I feel like those probably get the most bang out of your buck for things that are universally funny, like the way women are marketed to just in general. I think a lot of that is kind of crazy. And then, like, you know, topical things like Miley Cyrus or she's pretty great role model, and you know, other things. Sochi. Yeah. I thought all the Sochi stuff, Sochi fails, those were pretty good. So I mean, that's what I try to do, come up with things that I think will have the most longevity. Mm-hmm. Since we're not releasing till like May.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than what I do. I just sit down and force myself to think of ideas, but it's better to do it when you're exercising. I should do that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Thank you for that advice. Yeah,
no problem. I'm here.
It's changing. My ways are changing.
I mean, it's like mindless being in the car, right? Like the radio station plays the same seven songs, and I'm not rich enough to have Sirius or whatever that is. Yeah. And I don't have enough data to run Pandora, so I might as well just think of ideas and use the time productively.
What you could do is download a podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe live jazz.
So to all the listeners listening to this who have not downloaded the podcast Live Jazz and are not listening to it somehow, please download the podcast Live Jazz. That's us.
Yeah. You can listen to it in the car while you're driving around. You're like, I'm tired of my tunes. Just boom, listen to some comedy
and
that
I
you're
don't
not tired
be productive.
Of
just don't fall asleep.
And you know,
because
what
Kevin can he falls asleep listening to this. Don't fall asleep at the wheel listening to our podcast.
We are not encouraging falling asleep driving. Yeah.
Be responsible.
And you know, you're saying like seven songs on repeat.
Yeah.
You can listen to the same seven episodes on repeat.
Right.
Excellent.
But even though we have more, but you like to do seven. I know everyone out there likes to do seven things.
Seven's a good number.
They listen.
It's a lucky number.
Just pick your favorite seven. Just keep
seven's the jackpot number, right?
You know, that's so funny.
7, 7, 7.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so funny you're saying seven's the lucky number because this is episode 13.
Oh.
Which makes us the
unlucky number. Stuff is going to happen.
No.
Ah! Something's gonna happen.
Damn it, Kevin.
Lucky's gonna. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I swear.
We should have
wasn't counting.
We should just call this episode 14 and skip episode 13.
Like, did you ever read Sideways Stories, Wayside School?
Oh my god, yes.
No, so no good. 13th floor.
Mm-hmm. There is no Mrs. Arves. There is no 13th story.
Yes.
That's a great series. That's a great children's series if anyone's looking into children's literature right now. Those are great books.
Also, Pickles and Pete. It's a great children's story. Pickles and Pete. It's a little storybook. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. Anybody buying a baby shower gift? Because I know all my friends are pregnant. So just Pickles and Pete. Check it out.
Pickles
haven't,
and
haven't reached that point yet. Lots of lots of wedding stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding stuff is popping up. Oh, my. Yeah, and you're engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
How's that?
It was weird. Weddings are expensive. Mine won't be. But I can't believe how much people. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, I think the national average right now is close to $26,000 for a wedding. I think that's the national average. Ours is at like $5,000 right now. So we're
good for
that's,
you. Yeah,
we're coming in a little under budget, that Kentucky wedding. So everything's a little bit cheaper.
That Kentucky wedding?
It's out in. I get married in Kentucky. That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah. You can have some barbecue, some spiked lemonade.
That sounds great. Mm.
Nacho bar at 10 o'clock.
All good. Those are good
things. Those are great things.
Nacho bar, yeah. My mom was like, that is so tacky. I'm like, no, it'll be great. Trust me. Everybody loves nachos.
It's your trendsetter. That's what that is.
Yeah, you like turn your nose up at it until you're partaking in it, and then you realize it's awesome.
This is the best
melted
idea
cheese
ever.
Is the best.
Oh, it's so
heck
good.
Yes.
I was thinking, like I told my mom, I was like, what if we did like a cheese fountain? Like, you know, like the chocolate fountain but with cheese? And she said, no, Mary Elizabeth, no.
That exists.
Oh, it totally exists.
How do those work? Like, does it recycle the cheese? Like,
yeah,
it goes back
totally.
Goes,
oh, got it.
That's what the chocolate fountain does, right?
It would work like a regular fountain.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it just creates cheese willy-nilly.
That's why they call it a fountain.
It costs so much, you keep on putting more cheese in there.
And as soon as it goes through once, you got to throw it out.
Yeah.
It's highly wasteful.
Oh yeah, you're from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched the show Justified? Is Kentucky exactly like that?
It's actually, well, I think the part of Kentucky culture that they're appealing to is more of the Eastern Kentucky. So if you're from anywhere in Kentucky, they ask you where, I think actually somebody asked me the other day if I was from Eastern Kentucky, and I was like, no, because that's a reaction that everybody's like, I'm nowhere near West Virginia. Forget it. So no, but there is a good part of Kentucky that is maybe slightly accurately portrayed. But yeah, I'm from the
it's interesting,
Louisville, Lexington kind of little triangle there. So
for someone who doesn't know what geography is, is that on the west side, the north side?
It's like the central Kentucky.
Central
area.
Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. We don't know what geography is.
No, we don't really know.
For
we
someone, that means
map, we know
direction,
but
compass roads, that kind of
thing.
Nothing.
Not
countries,
no,
state lines. Fair enough.
I mean, I just use when I don't know what I'm talking about, like what it actually is, I just say geography.
Or you say it's the thing. This is the thing.
This is the thing.
This is the thing with the place.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of trouble defining geography in my dictionary.
So when you have a child, be like, so, you know, what is geography? Well, you see, it's the thing of the place. Go ask your mother.
The thing, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to not know what to put it in the dictionary. I'm not going to find out either. I refuse to find out what it means. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were just giving up on your dictionary just now.
Oh,
like,
no.
Not even going to find it out. The dictionary's over.
Not, never.
You'll never give up on that dream.
You can't give up on dreams.
No.
And Daryl, if you lack or you waver in your faith, I'll be there behind you, forcing that dictionary to happen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, I just really, really need that support, and it's great to have it.
You know what? On that note, we'll be right back. We've all been to weddings that run perfectly, but yours needs to be remembered. You deserve excitement. Not the run-of-the-mill drunken relative variety, but the kind of excitement only seen in romantic comedies. With Hopeless Rom-Com, we bring you the wedding cliches only seen in romantic comedies. Would you like an old flame to give an impassioned speech before the congregation forever holds their peace? How about some professional crashers turning your wedding party's relationships on their heads? Or how about a getaway car so you can make a dramatic exit before the I do's? Our planners are crazy cat ladies that are well-versed in whatever trope you seek. Unless, of course, you would like to hire a planner to steal your groom for you. We have that, too. Hopeless rom-com, because your big day could always be bigger. And we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a great service.
You should look into it.
Thank you.
I hear they're running a discount this coming year.
Excellent. We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, I went to a wedding the other day. It was my friend, and I noticed, like, at the front, like, she was marrying a guy, and I didn't even know who the guy was. And I was like, what is going on? I thought I knew who you... And then it was like, when it was like, does anybody object? Like, the guy I thought was... He ran
through.
Oh, that's
so funny.
Like, wait a second. No, I need you. It was great. Yeah, it was, like, very exciting.
I think weddings can be so boring. Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My sister's marrying us, so it should be interesting.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is she like getting ordained online first?
No. She actually has her master's in divinity, so she's legit.
Whoa.
So,
hey.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be a rom-com thing. Your sister marrying
My sister's the minister.
Yeah. I feel like I don't see why that hasn't been done yet.
Soon enough.
Screenwriting ideas for everyone.
Yeah, okay, put that on your legal pad.
That one's on us.
Yeah.
Go crazy, Universal. Yeah. Just take it.
Just go ahead. If you end up making that, just, you know, drop in eventually, like, oh, have a character be like, oh, man, I'm so bored. What should I do? Maybe I should listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Don't even mention live jazz. Just podcasts in general.
Yeah.
Listen more podcasts.
Yeah.
Great.
We got that figured out. Yeah, you should fall asleep. What do you fall asleep to?
Oh, usually a book. I like to read. So that Ooh. Or I actually have a really, really strong obsession for Everybody Loves Raymond, which I probably have watched them all at least 9 or 10 times. So I can put them on and not fall asleep because they're not funny, but because it's like something that I've already heard before.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Comforting.
Yeah.
You know that laugh track just lulls you right into sleep.
Nice. That's really nice. That probably puts you in a great mindset for writing, like falling asleep to a laugh track.
Mm-hmm. Instead of something scary, I'm really bad. Scary movies freak me out. We're about to move by ourselves, and we've lived with roommates for like the last 3 years, almost since I've come to LA. So like the idea, I was like, I think we're going to need a dog. Because I have to like check all the closets when I come home and like underneath all the beds because... Mm-hmm. I don't even watch scary movies, but it's like already up there in your head. So I figured maybe if I had a dog.
That's so interesting because you're writing for horror things.
Yeah.
The MC.
This is the only horror short that I've ever written because I don't watch horror movies except for The Orphanage, which is really good, but a ghost story.
Yeah,
so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the best scary quote-unquote movies. Quote. I'm doing air quotes. I don't know if you see me.
But they heard
you already said it.
They heard the air quotes.
I try not to watch them. I'm slightly impressionable. Read happy things before I go to bed, that kind of stuff.
Is it just anything scary, like monster movies too, or just like weird serial killer stuff?
I think that like the ghost movies don't bother me as much because I don't always believe in ghosts. I don't want to put that out there.
Don't
in the universe. Please don't come
always.
On me. Don't always.
I'm just going to
put like a,
don't be saying
put, like, a
like
caveat
that.
Right there. But the serial killer things are probably like the Scream. I watched Scream when I was in 8th grade and then didn't go to sleep for like almost 2 days and like had to have the dog because there's something super real about that. So I... You know, somebody.
Yeah,
can
like
I watch.
Capable of doing.
Does anybody watch Luther ever?
Yes,
so good, right?
So great,
it's so good,
it's really good.
Have you seen season 3? The opener.
I haven't
seen.
Yes.
Okay.
Season 3.
There is a shot in season 3 that like is still. I watched it months ago. Is still like absolutely terrifying. And if you watch the opener to season 3, you're like, oh my god, that's what she's talking about. They're just like, oh, it could happen.
It's terrible. The one that freaks me out the most, and it's not necessarily scary. It's just like, oh wow, this is like a homicidal, like it is scary, I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
But it's they're like, there's these two brothers and they're I'm not gonna really spoil it, and they roll die, and based on what the dice roll is, they'll do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like it's just like, oh wow, he just threw acid in that guy's face. This is terrifying.
Yeah
it's
yeah crazy. Terrifying. Great show, check it out.
Great show,
right before you go to bed.
Really good
things.
It's British.
It is British.
Ooh.
So when you're not watching podcasts,
yeah,
or listening to them,
or listening or watching them,
you could watch Luther and listen in.
Or you could also listen to Luther and watch a podcast.
Or you can play a game like the game we're about to play.
Yes, we are.
I did not sign up for a game.
Well,
we didn't tell you about it.
Tell
so
you
it's fine
because it's the 13th episode. There's so many secrets.
Mm, and also, if we told you, then you could have like practiced and
or
really
not come.
So we can't risk that.
Hey, here is the game.
Okay,
the game is called "Which Hand Is This?" Where we're going to raise a hand, and you will tell us if it's our left hand or the right hand.
So this is a game people can play at home.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Any listeners that want to play, go ahead.
Okay, wonderful.
We give you permission.
Okay, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Which hand is this?
Your left hand.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's our
right.
It's the right hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm very close.
I want it stated on the record that it was his left hand. The thing is, though, it was his right hand.
No, because
like, you're trying to cover it.
It's from your. Yeah,
your perspective.
It's your perspective.
I mean, if
so,
I was
it's
asking,
the right hand, it's, obviously.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
The right.
It's
hand.
On your right, so it's a right hand.
Oh,
right.
So
it's like backwards rules where only you get to win.
Yeah,
is that how it goes.
That
okay,
one was
all right,
backwards,
fine.
That one was backwards.
You know what? Fail. You know what? Kevin actually, he does have weird looking hands.
I do.
So
they're confusing.
So I'll go. I'll give my hands right. This time. Which hand is this?
That would be your right hand.
No.
No. Really
not.
Close.
You guys are cheating.
Left hand.
Jesus doesn't like cheaters. I just want to let you know.
Jesus is in play. Which hand is this?
Yeah. He would hate this
he
game.
Might be. You don't know. He's not playing.
Well, if he's a listener, we did invite him to play.
Yeah.
So
I forgot.
And Jesus does listen to this
Jesus
podcast.
Jesus does listen to it. He is the number one listener next to my mom and a bag of Cheetos.
So, yeah, you just heard us talk positively about Jesus. Tell your church about this podcast.
Yay!
This show.
All right, we'll give you one more shot.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Daryl, since you have the calmest, normalest hands of all of us here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which hand is this?
That is your left hand.
No. Sorry. He actually did not raise a hand.
That's just a handprint on his shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, tricky.
That's the design on his shirt.
Question.
We used an illusion. We drugged you before the show.
Oh, okay.
And so it made you think that I rose a hand.
So you drugged my Baskin Robbins drink. Oh.
Yeah, when it was actually a handprint on my shirt.
Got it.
You probably don't want to drive or operate machinery for about 3 hours.
Thanks. Yeah. So is there like a home version of this? You know, like when you watch Jeopardy and they sell the at-home version?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. But, I mean, we're definitely considering it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably in talks with them. Yeah.
Hasbro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fair Play enough. School.
All right.
The kid version.
The kid
absolutely
version, yeah. I love the kid version. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool sound effects.
Yeah.
Great.
Bright colors.
Yeah.
So we do have one more sort of game, just sort of wrap up the episode thing we do with all our guests. We ask them to name something they like and something they don't like.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it can be anything.
Something I like. Puppies.
Oh,
those are good things.
Yeah, I like them.
Gotta like those puppies.
Something I don't like. Maggots.
Oh, don't like them.
They're
gross. Like, they're like the opposite of puppies.
They're like the extra opposite. Can I tell in a slightly odd story?
Oh, yes. No way. I'm against odd stories.
Daryl, stop it. Daryl, let her tell the story.
I guess I got outvoted.
It's a maggot-related story. I don't think anybody knows this outside. Megan's going to kill me.
Oh.
So we, in our first apartment we lived in together with our roommates in Los Angeles, and I woke up and everybody was gone in the kitchen, like hush noises, and I heard like the vacuum cleaner going. I'm like, shh, don't wake Mary. Don't tell her. Somehow, we had spawned infestation because there was no subflooring in our apartment.
Oh my God.
And so, like, something had gotten underneath and all that. And so, like, there was, like, this terrible, awful, like, outbreak of, I hate the, and, like, me thinking about it, maggots, and like they were all trying to like clean them up before I woke up because they knew I'd freak out. And yeah, so I didn't like them before then, and after having to clean them out of my apartment, I like them even less. So LA, great, no subflooring. I think perfect building construction. Ugh. For a surprise little wake up call. Don't tell Megan I told you.
We're gonna keep it a secret.
Especially when you see Megan.
No one else
will know.
It won't leave this room.
Just don't let Megan listen to this episode.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh no! That's the unlucky thing that happened. Everyone knows a secret now. That's the unlucky thing.
Oh, this happened.
Okay, well, we can still contain this. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen at home. Yeah. Everything you hear on this episode is between you and me and Mary and Kim and Daryl.
Yes.
And whoever
else
you share this with.
Nobody tell Megan.
Else you share this with.
So it's like our secret code.
If you have a friend named Megan,
Tell Megan.
And it's probably not the same Megan,
but just
still,
to be safe.
Yeah,
she spells it Megan. So any H Megans, you're good. You can share this with them.
But you know, that's always something I've been trying to do with this. Is I don't want Megans listening to this.
Nah, well, all Megans or just some Megans? Because I think some Megans are they're peachy people.
With the H's.
I don't trust them. Suspicious.
Suspicious.
Yes. That's extra suspicious.
Write that in your dictionary.
I will. Suspicious. A thing that's extra suspicious.
Also, please put a Pinterest in your dictionary, because that's what my mother calls it. She's like, so did you check out wedding things on the Pinterest? I'm like, it's Pinterest, Mom.
Pinterest.
But good try. Pinterest.
That's great. Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using anything on
the Pinterest?
On the Pinterest?
It helps to see other people's pictures. You would not believe, like, there are things that are titled, like, for when I get engaged, for when I have a boyfriend, and it's, like, 1,500 some odd pins or whatever that are all wedding things. I'm like, oh, God, that's sad. But some of these are really cool.
Yeah,
so.
My cousin did a really cool save the date thing where... you like tie a piece of string really loosely, and then when you open the card,
the
you tie the knot. That's how we got all the save the date cards for her.
Like, I mean,
like, we got
helpful.
Several. We got one. She made a lot of them. Sorry, phrasing.
No,
I made
a
quilt off Pinterest. Yeah. They have like quilting. I mean, I think it's a super useful tool. They have like quilting patterns and stuff. I made a quilt for Christmas for a friend of mine.
That's Megan. Awesome.
Made her a quilt.
Same Megan.
We can't
talk about Megan here.
No more talking about Megan. I have some sad news though. We are nearing the end of our show.
But
at this part, we get to plug things. You got anything? You have plug things, but you can plug them again. You can plug more things.
Plug things
like lights in. We aren't launching Octopus Space Bear until May, but hopefully Kevin will tell you a little bit more about it when we get closer. We're going to be launching videos probably once a week. So hopefully we're as funny as we think we are, and then we'll all have writing offers from like Fox and CBS, and then you'll listen to the 13th episode and be like, oh my God, it was before they were famous. And just my mom listened to it.
Yeah, now they're writing for Disney.
Yeah. Victorious.
Yeah.
Victory.
No, that's the name of a show.
Oh, I thought that show was over.
I thought that was just... I thought we were just saying victorious as in, like, we did it.
We are victorious.
There are two definitions to victorious.
Okay.
One, dictionary.
One a thing that is a show. One is a thing we won.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we can go down.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimmy Hoffma. Figure out all the goings-on with my improv groups, Mrs. Beckley and Yarn Improv. That's all up there.
You can follow me at Daryl Haynes. I'm on improv teams. One is called Myself. We're figuring out the names of the others. I do stand-up. I'm on Twitter at Daryl Haynes. And I started a... awesome web series called A Great Idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. All right.
And me. Let's see. My name's Kevin Cocker. We know this. You can follow me on Twitter at kcox. It's kkauks. On, I guess, Facebook. And you can also, I do improv with Improv City in Orange County. I would do shows twice a week, or four shows in 2 weeks. Yeah, we do shows at improvcity.com. You can go there. Also, check out Yarnprov. And yeah.
Yeah. Also, you can follow Live Jazz on Twitter and on Facebook. So please do that.
Thank you.